Hey, everybody, and welcome back. Ready to dive back into the research?
Always.
Okay, well, today we're looking at something I know is on everyone's mind. How to get those students motivated.
In VR specifically.
Yeah. What's the secret sauce to keeping them engaged in VR learning environments?
Right. Yeah.
That's our deep dive today.
I'm so ready for this. This is good stuff.
Yeah, and we've got a ton of great research to pick apart. So, to kick things off, I was really struck by something in that carry-on paper from 2024. They basically debunk this whole idea of there being one, magic motivator for VR learning.
Yeah, and I'm glad someone finally said it because it really is kind of a myth, like this magic bullet we're all searching for.
Right. Like if we just find that one
That will
thing.
solve all our problems.
Exactly. But Carrion's team found that it's way more about the mix. It's like, what do they call it? A motivational cocktail.
Yeah, a motivational cocktail. Love that. It's the idea that it's not an either situation, right? It's not like just digital rewards or just real-world perks. It's about using both and maybe a few other things to really get students invested.
Okay, so I am all about this cocktail idea. Give me some ingredients. What are we shaking up here?
So, one ingredient that kept coming up in the research is, unsurprisingly, gamification. Think about it this way, and I know you've experienced this. You're playing a video game.
Oh, tell me you're not about to school me on my high score in.
No. Just think about like the points, right? Like you level up, you get badges, all that. It just feels good. And it all ties back to our brains, Dopamine gets released and boom.
Instant gratification.
Exactly. VR learning can tap into those same systems. Instead of just presenting information, it's like, hey, if you complete this challenge, you unlock a new tool or you get to customize your avatar, things like that.
It's making the learning itself inherently rewarding. It's not just like a boring old lecture.
Yeah. And the beauty of it is it can be so personalized. Some students go bonkers for that kind of stuff. Others, not so much. And that's okay, which is why we need that cocktail,
I was
right?
just going to say, we can't forget about the tangible rewards. Sometimes you just need that pizza party or that extra credit, or even just a handwritten note from the teacher saying, great job.
Oh, absolutely. And this highlights something really important that I wanted to touch on, which is that VR shouldn't be this isolated thing. It has to connect back to the real world, to the classroom environment.
Right, it can't be like its own little island.
Exactly. So yeah, bring on the pizza parties, have those real world rewards complement what's happening in the VR
It's about
space.
creating that bridge, right? Making it all feel connected.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got gamification, real-world rewards. What else are we putting in this motivational cocktail? What about a little friendly competition?
Oh, there you go. The classic leaderboards.
Come on, who doesn't love seeing their name at the top?
It definitely taps into something primal.
But in all seriousness, things like leaderboards and progress bars, they can be really effective. It's about tapping into that desire to achieve, to push ourselves a little further.
And there's nothing wrong with a little healthy competition as long as it's done right. We don't want to create a cutthroat environment.
Of course not. It's about fostering that growth mindset, right?
Exactly. It's not about putting anyone down. It's about encouraging everyone to rise to the challenge,
For sure. Now, it's not all about going solo in the VR world, right? Collaboration is huge.
Huge. And you see it more and more in the research, those collaborative experiences where students work together towards a shared goal in VR. That's where things get really
I
powerful.
feel like there's so much potential there.
Absolutely. The VISS project is a great example, which I know you wanted to talk about. They've really zeroed in on social interaction within their VR platform. It's not just about absorbing information, it's about students actually communicating, problem solving, learning from each other.
And doing it all in this really immersive environment, Robin.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's a key piece of the puzzle here. And it ties back to something we talked about earlier, that idea of UDL, Universal Design for Learning.
Which is all about recognizing that not all students are motivated by the same things, right?
Yes, there's no one size fits all approach. So, by offering this diverse menu of motivating factors, whether it's those digital badges, collaborative projects, or even just connecting VR back to the real world, we can create a more inclusive and hopefully more engaging learning experience for everyone.
Exactly. It's about making sure every student feels supported and seen and excited to learn.
Absolutely.
And on that note, I think we'll wrap up. But for everyone listening, as you continue to explore these strategies and experiment in your own VR learning environments, I want to leave you with a question. What kind of motivational cocktail do you envision crafting for your students? What unique blend will ignite their curiosity and keep them coming back for more? Think about it, and we will see you next time for another deep dive.